They might not care, but they already know you're a realtor. I'm not making a joke here. They already know, and calling them back 5 or 6 more times this month isn't going to change the level of how much they know about you being a realtor. One of the problems you have with some of these close relationships is they don't think of you as being an expert yet. They're still thinking of you. See, part of this is really true. It's not what you don't know, because they don't know what you do know. They think of you in your former profession. Like if you were a school teacher, or a mechanic, or did design work. That's how they still see you. You're that designer that they knew and liked who's temporarily in real estate. That's how they're thinking of you. But the people that you don't know very well at all, but would recognize you if they saw you, they don't have a vision, like some image seared into their head yet. Get the difference? They don't have a sort of a, oh no, you're that former school teacher. I don't know, they might not even know what you did. You're that guy named Bob. Hi, Bob. You understand, they don't have. So calling on, if you're a girl, they're calling you Bob. I'll talk to you. But you understand, calling on people you sort of know will give you the most impact on the calls. This is not to say don't call on your friends, but unless you've got an amazing Rolodex, how long could you call on your friends? If you were going to call on it once a month, couldn't you hit all up in the first 2 weeks? Like, do you have a list of more than 200 people? I'm serious. Like a friend. How many do you have? 50? So you got 3? You understand? So how long would it take to call on every one of your friends? I don't think it should take anyone in the room more than a month to go see them all in person. Do I think you should? Yes. I absolutely think you should. And have something printed with your picture on it, that tells them how to get a hold of you, that says real estate, that says John Hall and Associates, that kind of thing, and has some list, I don't know, of football games or basketball games or local libraries or some kind of a list of something. No matter what it is. In fact, if you want to say, what's the requirement for the list? No, something you'd be happy with. Someone gave you one of them. Somebody gave you one of them, you go, hey, thanks. List the local restaurants or something. If you got a list, you go, hey, thank you, I'll save that. So if you think you'd like one like that, make up a list like that, slap your picture on it, slap John Hall, put your phone number, and go hand them one. Go hand them one. Don't mail it to them, go give it to them. A couple of reasons, Jim.
Shifting gears a bit, if I may.
How dare you?
When you came in, you automatically had statistics. You knew that the price break of the difference of inventory was at 350. You knew how long the inventory was, da da da. I'm sure that all of that information, because I'm sitting in a new seat and you're sitting in a well-used one.
I like my ass.
you have gained that ability to understand the information that comes at you. I see statistics and I go, okay, there's a whole bunch of numbers in a graph that means something, but I have no idea where that information comes from or how to read it, how to get something relevant out of it that makes me sound like an expert. What did you start to do when you first started to understand that a little bit better? Did you take a class? Did you just read it and all of a sudden it dawned on you?
That's a wonderful question. Let me just finish that one other point now, and then I'll take your question in detail. I think it's a great question. I just want to finish the thing on the handout piece. Let me finish that in one time. I'll take your question. You want something that if you got one, you'd be happy to get. And you give it to them. You just pop by and you hand them. There's a couple reasons for this. One is, and if you're a guy, I want you to dress the way you would dress. How would they think a business person should be dressed? But you want to look professional. Like if in your old job you always wore a t-shirt with them, but you want them to think of you in your new profession. This is a visual. It's not what you say, it's that you showed up, you're in the real estate business, you just wanted to drop one of these off, and you gotta go, and if they have any questions about real estate prices, call me anytime, gotta go. Thanks, so good to see you again, and you leave. Got the idea? Because you wanna come out of non-existence with those people. So we're talking about something that might cost you 20, 30 bucks to print up a bunch, but we're talking, this is almost nothing. You don't want something that looks like hell, but we're not talking some amazing artwork or something like that. Very inexpensive, primarily shoe leather type stuff. The main thing you want to do is get out of non-existence, and you definitely want to contact people, lots and lots and lots of people who you slightly know. If they would recognize you on site, that's the only requirement to get on the list. They would recognize you on site. The important thing is you get out among them. This is not that I don't give a crap with the don't call this because you're not calling them. You're showing up. This will get you more business. You do 100 of those, you will actually have more business than you can handle. Does that make sense? And just so you know, I'm in the, again, the top 200 agents in the country, of all agents, all companies. And right now, most of the people in this room are making more money so far this year than me. Because we've actually lost money here today. I have a big overhead. So you have an overhead that's close to zero. I'm at $115,000 a month is the minimum amount in commission we have to earn to make nothing. That's kind of neat. And I want to tell you this. You can all walk around saying, I not only know Russell Shaw, I make more. Now, going back to your question on statistics. The first thing you want to do on learning statistics is, and that's good that you know what you don't know. Seriously, the biggest idiots are people who don't know what they don't know. They think they know and they don't know. One of the most colossal morons in the state of Arizona on the subject of statistics is the asininity that comes out of Jay Butler from ASU. I don't think if you shopped around, you could find someone more stupid, who has less useful information, and spews out more useless tripe, and the newspaper, idiots on the news, the Arizona Republic, take his droppings and reprint that shit as though it meant something. It only proves that there isn't a person on the editorial board from the Arizona Republic who would know a meaningful statistic if it bit him on the ass. Arnold Brown actually went to the board, the editorial board of the Republic, twice and offered them all of his data free. They said, thanks so much, we don't need it. He did the same thing with Jay Butler, and Jay actually said to Arnell, no thank you, I have a certain way I like to report it. That way that Jay Butler was reporting it until about 60 days ago when he got called on it, he was counting foreclosures as sales. So the numbers Jay was reporting out of ASU's research department was a higher number of sales than all of Armless combined. And he kept doing it. And when called on it, he actually said, well, I've always done it this way. The fact that it's illogical, stupid, and retarded apparently didn't matter to him. It was the way, he does all of his research from an ivory tower. So the first thing about statistics, what is a statistic? It's an amount or a number comparing one point in time to an earlier point in time. Understand? Like, let's say you made $50,000 one year, and the next year you made $75,000. That's an up statistic. But if someone just blurts out, I made $75,000, I don't know, is that good? Is that bad? Should I go, I'm sorry for you? Or congratulations? You understand? You watch some of the stuff the paper has, and they'll stuff like every October, like early November, they'll have this like they're just the most fantastic information. Every year, last 10, 15 years I've seen this. Stats were down in October. Closings were down in October from September. So like this meant something. Well, I don't know. Do sales normally go down in October? Closings from September? Oh, that's right. They always go down in October. This is a seasonal business. Every October's closings have been lower than September's closings.
every November, the paper prints it like it meant something.